Five Breakfast. Catch up. Five Breakfast with Dan Corder.
All right, guys, this is it. This is the end. I said it earlier at 7, but I do want to say, I'm not going to say the whole thing again, but I do want to say a few things. It has been the greatest honor of my life, and the greatest honor of my career, and 10 years of toil and struggle and exhaustion and 6 years of breakfast shows and early mornings and fighting and working and fighting and working. It has been beyond a dream come true to do this show. And not just this show, not just this time slot, because what is a time slot? It's to be doing this show with you in the car, or in the office or at home, but particularly with you three. You and I were the only people. Yeah, we're actually in studio on the first of April.
Yep.
3 years ago, and it was so bad because it happened to be that day when the SABC ran out of diesel. There was load shedding and the whole SABC turned off for 45 minutes. Yeah. The trauma of that first show. Madly, you didn't even know what happened because you were joining us from Cape Town for 2 weeks.
I was sitting at home and I remember I was about to do my traffic. Crazy. And I was so stressed and then suddenly everything was just off.
Oh, for 45 minutes. And the listeners thought that we were the worst team ever because we had backup music from the early 2000s. They were like, this team doesn't talk and it plays bad music. And then Tabo, for the last nearly 2 years, you have just, and I think it's true, yeah. The three of you have grown so phenomenally. You should all be proud of what you've done and who you've become and will continue to be for more than a million people. You are all phenomenal broadcasters, dear friends of mine who I love very deeply. And I'm not going to go do another radio show, as you guys know. I'm going somewhere else. But I couldn't do another team music commercial radio show after this because this is the best. This is the pinnacle of my adult life, this show. And I will miss you terribly. And I'll be listening jealously. And I'll be shouting jokes at the radio that I wish I was shouting at you in studio. This show is the proudest thing that I have ever made. And it has been it's been beyond a wildest dream. So thank you. Thank you all. I don't want tears and drama. Holly started crying at 6.
Dan. My goodness. I wish you all the very best. I honestly do. And I know you are going to be so phenomenal. And the reason why I know that is because you are so passionate about whatever you put your mind to. You are so knowledgeable. You are so articulate. You are so, you know, in Zulu we say, uyamazumuntu, which basically means you know people. You are so humane. And it's selfish because I don't want you to leave, you know. You have made this breakfast show so incredible and I know that you are gonna continue to do amazing things for 5FM. But that team is so lucky to have you. I hope they know that. All the very best. Thank you for impacting my life the way that you did. I will continue to follow every move you make. You are so special. I'll never, ever, ever forget you, Dan. All the best.
Don't make it sound too much like a funeral, okay? Please.
I'm actually surprised that I'm not crying because you guys know I'm usually the one that cries, but I think this has been such a significant thing that I didn't think would happen now. And I think the level of dissociation I have had to implement in my life so that I don't fall apart because of this. There's so many things I can say, Dan. And I mean, if I'm going to start getting into it, we'll never be done by 9.
Yeah.
But there's one significant thing that stands out for me that just shows to me your growth. And thinking back now about it, it's actually so funny. But remember that fight we had back in the day when we Hollywood remember?
I remember that fight.
Yo, that was, I remember we were just all over the place and we were still New Year. And I remember we all overreacted and I walked out and I thought, oh, yo, if they make this host leave now, it's going to be the best thing they do because he is not a leader and he doesn't care about his team. And
accurate.
Blah, 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 blah. And then afterwards, something very special happened. You and I went for a walk. We really spoke about everything. We even drove to the airport to go pick up my one friend and we just kept talking and talking. And I was just like, wow, the level of willingness from you, the level of just being willing to be like, listen, let's talk about this. The willingness of you to be like, this is where I think I was wrong. This is where I do stand my ground. But I'm willing to listen to everyone. I'm willing to learn. And from there, you just went on and grew and grew and grew. And like Oli said, your humility. But yeah, for me to think like where you started this journey, you've always been very talented. But your level of growth and your willingness to engage with people, your willingness to put egos, arrogance, everything aside, that to me is so incredibly beautiful. And I must give JC credit as well. I think the moment she came into your life, you really changed that much more. I was like, yes. We needed to get him a girlfriend long ago. But Dan,
thank you, Madeline.
You are destined for great things. And it would be selfish of us to want to keep you here and not let you go out into the world and achieve all of those things that you are meant to achieve.
Thank you.
And we are proud of you.
Thank you. Tabo, you don't have to talk. There's no obligation.
Well, Dan, I mean, we're all very, very happy for you. It's very sad. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
All I've ever wanted in my entire life was to be accepted and embraced and you guys have been that for me for the first time in my entire life. I'm 30 years old, and I feel like now I'm part of like a little family, and I've got great friends, don't get me wrong, but I've never been embraced like this in my entire life. So, yeah, listen, you know, things happen, but we're all very, very proud of you, and you do such important work, and we know that you are going to... You're going to grow. You're going to grow and take your brand to even greater heights because we underestimate the importance of what you do. And I think this new opportunity is the perfect platform for that. So, yeah. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you all. I love you all so much. And I'm so thankful for what we've done together. And this isn't... You're going to see me again. I'm not going overseas or to jail. Probably not. But yeah, he hates me talking about him, but Sanele Mkhize is the backbone of this show and this station, and I'm so thankful to have worked with you. It's been one of the great honors of my life to have worked with you. Thank you. Eyo Vanya, you're such a gem, and you are such a blessing to everyone who you meet, and you're so good at what you do. Thank you. Tabo, Madly, Holly, just thank you.
Thank you to you, and
to you listening. I'm going to play a song so Tabo can collect himself before the news. But to you listening, radio is a sacred and a beautiful thing, and you have led us into your life every day, and for that we are so grateful. And you've built the show with us, and for that I'm so grateful. And we mean the world to each other because of what we've made. And that's thanks to 5FM, because 5FM's approach of allowing young people in particular to express themselves, be creative and be honest is unique and beautiful and wonderful in South Africa. And I'm so thankful for that too. So this is it. Thank you for your kind attention. And I will see you. What?
Don't play the news yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're not ready.
I need
okay.
a tissue.
Okay.
My nose is running. It's like a chocolate fountain. Right there.
Thank you for your kind attention, and I'll see you soon.
Hi. Hi. Good morning.
Hello, Lucy.
Literally sitting outside of work, not clocking in yet because I'm late.
You better listen.
Okay.
Dan Calder.
Redhead.
Ginger.
The Ginger Spice.
Orange Man.
I've been called Ginger by everybody at school.
Bring us up, because he's got red hair.
Red-haired people, we do have souls, all right?
Dan Calder.
Your hair looks...
Red.
Ginger.
Kinda hot.
Always hot.
Don't fire.
There's what?
Your music
is the exact same as
your hair.
Don't fire.
Always hot.
Amazing.
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 Who has the ginger? Five Breakfast, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
I think he's gonna blow!
Who has the ginger?
He's hot, red hot!
Damn, Daniel, who has the ginger?
Five Breakfast with Dan Corder.
Yeah.
Who has the ginger?
The redhead is a gift bestowed upon humanity.
Orange is the new black.
Dan Calder.
Who has the ginger?
Five Breakfast. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
Oh my. 5 FM. Jelle is gevaarlijk, hoor.
Hello, Lucy.
Hello, Lucy.
Nice.
Catch up on some of the best moments from 5 Breakfast by going to 5FM's catch-up page on the 5FM app or 5FM.co.za.